Yeah,
well,
like,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
Like when the rebuttal with Jay-Z in his interview at Toronto, mm-hmm. everything, like I'm saying, people think I'm just speaking out because I'm in a position that I am, and I ain't, you know, I ain't put no music out, whatever. Like, let's go to Jay-Z's rebuttal on the complaints of Benny Siegel.
Uh-huh.
You actually, you say, okay, I got a lot to complain about. I had two Bentleys.
Right.
I had a clothing line.
Right.
I had a record deal and a record label. Okay. The two Bentleys that I obtained, Jay-Z had nothing to do with them.
Right.
That was a car from Damon Dash and from Kareem Burks.
Right.
And how I obtained those two Bentleys was, you know, people were sitting around, you know, I'm listening to them talk right. millionaire talk. And Dame was saying something about, yeah, his Bentley, this, that, and the third. And I ain't going to say no name, no blame. Was like, you drive your own Bentley? And it was like, they put him on the spot because, yeah. you know, the Maybach wasn't out. All the luxuries in the Bentleys is in the back.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, I can't drive this no more. So he had the car for 2 months and it was sitting in his garage for like 3 months. So the car, I'm like, yo, what you going to do with that car? You know what I mean? Because somebody said you drive your own Bentley, you don't want to drive it no more. So out of his arrogance, all I did was say, yo, is like, what you going to do with it? Let me buy it off you. Like,
right.
And I can pay it back through how I do it. Yeah. But, you know, I thought they copped the whole car, as you should.
Right.
As they said, but that wasn't the case.
Wow.
It was actually a note on the car. Uh-huh. So all I did was gave him half the money he put down on the car, which was nothing because he had A1 credit.
I think
he put down like $60,000 to obtain the $300,000 car. So I gave him a check for $30,000, and I'm paying a car note for $2,200 a month.
Wow.
Now, a couple months later, I was like, Biggs, what you going to do with that car? I wanted to, you know what I mean, let me take the note over. I wanted to give it to, you know what I mean, my mom or whatever. He like, you just got the Bentley from Dang, what you gonna do with two Bentleys?
Right.
So I blew it off. I think like 4 months later, it was my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And we was at the studio. My mom came up. She cooked food for everybody. Dame, Jay, everybody ate. You know what I'm saying? And my mom said, let me hold the keys to your car. I want to go downstairs and do something before I leave.
Uh-huh.
But she left with the car. So I'm like, yo, she took the car.
Yeah.
And Big said, happy birthday. Just pay the note. So the note was, I think, like $2,400. So Benny Siegel was driving around in two Bentleys and only had to pay $5,100 a month. So it's not like I obtained all this wealth and I bought, like, you helped me get all this wealth and you gave me these two Bentleys.
And they just gave away the monthlies.
Yeah, they just gave away monthly plans. That's all they did. Now, so the issue about the Bentleys, you shot yourself in the foot with that. Talking about, like, now let's go to the record label I supposed to have. You didn't give me a record label.
Right.
All I did was, it only cost a couple $100 to search the name,
uh-huh.
State Property Records. Nobody owned it.
Right.
I think I paid a couple more $100 and I patented the LLC, licensed company. So my record label only cost me $750. To say on a piece of paper that I own State Property Records, LLC, and I did that on my own. You didn't give me that.
Right.
And what artist was on that label? So what did you give me? The clothing line that I had. I had 20% of State Property clothing. Because me, Jay, Dame, and the two other Russians that had the Rockerwear owned State Property because I gave them an idea, pitched it to Dame at the time. Because I saw him drawing close to me when him and Jay was going through their thing, when Jay wasn't coming around. See, when the outside people started hearing about the rumors from the outside, that was already 2 and 3 years
in the
inside. And that was the reason, you know, why I did the thing with the Jadakiss thing.
Because
I'm thinking, like, yo, they whispering back and forth with each other. They about to sell a company, about to break up. We got to do something.
Right.
So we got to make a mark. So my strategy was like, yo, Jadakiss and them coming at Jay. He ain't doing nothing. Let's ride on them.
Right.
Because we nobodies at the time. So if we ride on them, win, lose, or draw, we separate ourselves
from it, yeah.
From just being a part of Rockefeller. Now we're State Property.
Right.
And that's how that came. You didn't give me the movie. It was a guy from Philly who had a movie script. I ain't had the money to, you know, put out a movie. I brought him up the rock. You know what I mean? Yo, he got a script. It's talking about some real stuff, but we got to switch it up because, you know, he was talking about the JBM, Aaron Jones and the people in there. So I just switched up names and all that because people got the pills and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You didn't give me no movie. I brought that to you. I ain't see no money off of that. Wow. And even on the clothing line, I got the same reason why you and Dame broke up, Jay-Z, because he was taking all the money from Rockaway and putting it in all his other
companies.
Little companies. He did the same thing to State Property.
Wow.
Everything at the Rockefeller situation was smoke and mirrors.